A story about child sex abuse has emerged from an immigration detention centre in Darwin. The Northern Territory Police have charged a teenager with alleged sex offences against a boy inside the centre. It's the government's job to protect asylum seekers in detention, but former mental health workers say staff have been told to report cases of child abuse to the Immigration Department rather than external child protection agencies. Felicity Ogilvy reports.
The Department of Immigration has confirmed that a detainee has appeared in court. The Northern Territory Police say they have charged a teenage male with sex offences against a minor. The alleged sex offences by the teenage boy against a male child allegedly took place inside the detention centre in Darwin. The situation has sparked comments about child protection by the psychiatrist who used to work as the Director of Mental Health in detention centres until he resigned last year. Dr. Peter Young has been an outspoken critic of detention. He says that health staff have been told that rather than reporting allegations of child sex abuse to external child protection agencies, staff are told to make them mandatory reports to the Immigration Department.
One of the problems faced in immigration detention has been that the department's attitude toward these things when they do come up is that the normal jurisdiction of the state-based child protection agencies doesn't apply.
Dr. Young says the situation creates a conflict of interest for some of the most vulnerable detainees, children who have arrived without their parents.
The minister is the guardian of unaccompanied children, particularly in immigration, who are obviously probably the most vulnerable group. Yet there is this conflict of interest that occurs, having that position as well as being effectively the person who's detaining them.
Another psychiatrist who used to chair an independent committee that provided health advice about asylum seekers has also spoken out about the practice. Professor Louise Newman lost her job as the chairwoman of the Expert Health Advisory Group when the government scrapped the group after winning office in 2013.
Child protection is not a matter for the Department of Immigration. The Department of Immigration have no role in that, have actually failed systematically in their duty of care and protection for children in many ways. So it's rather alarming to think that clinicians and the system would in fact report suspected cases of serious child abuse and assault to the Immigration Department by effectively bypassing an existing system.
Professor Newman says it's a conflict of interest that has been going on for a decade.
There have been cases that I personally have been involved with over 10 years ago of children abused within the detention system, which fundamentally failed to respond appropriately to that or to protect these children in an ongoing way.
When you say that a decade ago you know of child abuse within detention, was that dealt with by external agencies or was it referred to the Immigration Department to deal with the matter?
In the cases that I was personally aware of, they were not referred to external agencies. Some cases have involved compensation claims, which the department then settled out of court. So an acknowledgement of the fact that abuse had occurred to people who are children who'd been formally detained.
And what kind of abuse? Are you able to say what happened to those children?
Sexual abuse of children.
By who?
In the case that I was personally involved in, that was settled out of court. That was abuse by a fellow detainee, an adult.
And are you able to say how young the child was?
The child was a minor. They were a primary school aged child.
Professor Louise Newman says protecting the rights of children in detention is just as important as protecting the rights of other children in Australia.
Felicity Ogilvy. And the Immigration Minister's Office is yet to respond to PM's questions about child protection notification inside detention centres.